Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com. Today I'll be speaking with actress Debbie Mazar about insomnia. Debbie made her feature film debut in Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas and has since worked with many other famous directors. She most recently starred in a movie called The Women, which will probably be out on video in the next few days to weeks. And she's enjoying success with her role as Shauna, the fast-talking publicist on HBO's hit series Entourage. Debbie also has UnderTheTuscanGun.com, which is a wonderful cooking website that she enjoys. Welcome to the podcast, Debbie.
Thank you. Hello. How are you?
I'm glad to have you. The first question I have is that I know you've been struggling with insomnia for some time, and I wondered if you could tell the listeners a little bit about how that came about.
Well, I wanted to come out and speak publicly about insomnia, number one, just because it's something that affects 60 million Americans, 40% of women and 30% of men. And it goes unrecognized and not dealt with many times. And so I wanted to bring some awareness to it. And for me, my insomnia began probably in my mid to late 20s when my sort of professional life went into full swing. You know, also, you know, career, love, you know, and when you're in your late 20s, everything is very dramatic. And I would just lay in bed awake every night, and no matter what I did, I ate well, I exercised, I was still having trouble falling asleep. And so I ended up, you know, speaking with my physician because it became chronic and I dealt with it. But the thing is, what I didn't know, and had I known some of this stuff in advance, I probably wouldn't have needed to see a doctor, because there's many things that we can do on our own to combat insomnia and getting in touch with our own bodies, which is why, you know, I'm here today. We've created a website called bedsidebriefings.com. And what it is just a laundry list, basically, of sleep tips, which we call sleep hygiene. And, you know, they're just, you know, a list of several things that one can examine in their daily life, be it the environment they live in, the stress level, their routines, their diet, their exercise, you know, because there's many things chemically, like, you know, having, like, you know, too much caffeine during the day or exercising too late at night, all, you know, all things that, you know, are controllable and possibly even good for you, but because of the way your body's set up, it's just something that if you can just adjust the timing, you know, you can get more sleep. Like, if you exercise late at night, it's going to get your endorphins going and you're up. You know, if you drink too much coffee, you know, even if you don't have caffeine, sometimes the sugars keep you awake late at night. So it's very important for people to kind of get in touch with their bodies and recognize some of their habits to be able to help themselves first before they consult their physician.
I bet that insomnia is quite common in Hollywood. Has that been your experience?
I don't think about myself in terms of Hollywood. I don't think about, you know, I mean, in fact, I'm sure that it is, you know, prevalent in Hollywood, so to speak. But, you know, I think it's more prevalent even in your average mom in this economy, in the world that we're living in the fact that, you know, we watch the news, we live in fear. You know, these are things that keep people awake at night and has nothing to do with what you do for a living. It has to do with just being a human being, getting through everyday life. And, you know, I consider myself a pedestrian of the world. And, you know, in terms of being a parent, it's so important for people to make sure that they're present and clear and, you know, there and ready for their children. And, you know, when you don't sleep, you're not patient. You know, your performance the next day is affected. And, you know, it's so, so important for moms especially to, you know, take care of themselves as well. Because, you know, we always run to the doctor with the kids. They get a cold, we run to the doctor, the kid's awake, you know, we care about the kid. But a lot of times moms forget to take care of themselves and put themselves first or even on a sleep schedule like we do for our children. And I just think that if people could, you know, recognize some of the behavior, it would be much better, you know, just for their daily life. You know, making change is very hard. So sometimes people go, oh, what the hell, I'll just take a sleeping pill. But, you know, for someone like me and other moms, sleeping pills aren't always an option. You know, you feel groggy the next day. You want to be able to get up in the middle of the night so you don't take one. That's why I think it's very important, you know, when it's chronic, there's many choices in this day and age of non-narcotic sleeping pills and options. And it is a very, very, it's a huge problem that we're having, you know, and people should really recognize it because depression can set in, weight gain, hypertension, diabetes, and there's many health risks involved, you know, which are triggered from insomnia.
Well, tell me a little bit about which interventions or treatments have worked best for you in treating your insomnia.
For me, I started exercising only early in the day. For me, working out like after work really wasn't a good thing because it would rev me up. I try to not check my emails, you know, after, say, dinner. You know, I put my kids to bed, and then, like, I try to unwind, you know, maybe cut back on having, like, that last glass of wine just because, you know, the sugars involved in alcohol. Well, then, you know, they might make you groggy, but then, like, 3 hours later, bing, you're up in the middle of the night thinking, you know, like, why am I awake? And it's from sugars. So I've made a lot of adjustments, and that is what helped me.
Do you have any advice for other busy moms who have difficulty sleeping or staying asleep?
Yes. I would say, you know, first of all, I mean, if you can't remember what we've talked about today, you can go to our website, bedsidebriefings.com, and there's just a nice list there for women to evaluate, what might be a good tip that could apply to them and changes that they could make. And then beyond that, if it becomes chronic, then, you know, go seek, you know, advice from your physician. But, you know, for me, I think it's about, you know, communication in the house, trying to reduce stress level, trying to eat really healthy, you know, take more hot baths, make your bedroom a very, you know, cozy environment that, you know, is inducive to sleep in the way that you like it. Like for me, I can't have light in the room, so I like, you know, make sure to get those little LCD lights or whatever, you know, on the alarm clock. I cover them up. You know, just little things that, like, bother me. I just try to take care of it, and it really makes a difference for me.
I think that's really sound advice, and I like the fact that you were able to manage your insomnia without medications, and I think that's an important message for people to hear.
I've taken medications for sleep, but, you know, for me personally, now that I'm a parent, I find for me personally that medications tend to make me groggy the next day. With that said, sometimes you just need to take a medication to solve the, you know, to help you along with it, you know, to help your patterns. And it can even be temporary. And that is something that I have done at a time in my life. You know, now that I'm a mom of two daughters, you know, I just really try to go to bed and resolve my issues, or whatever they are, before I go to bed, and try not to bring my stuff to bed, because the truth is, you know, you're not going to fix anything overnight while you sleep, and your body needs to repair itself, you know, and it really needs to sleep. So I try to go to bed not feeling angry or guilty. You know, I think a healthy sex life for, you know, married couples or, you know, period helps people. You know, exercise helps people. Good food, good conversation, good people to surround yourself with. You know, just trying to be positive. I mean, for me, it also is about, like, trying to turn off the news. You know, in this election period, we were all tuned into the TV, and we're always, you know, tuned into the news and what's going on in the world. And sometimes it's good, you know what, just don't put the news on for a couple days, you know, and don't be like crazy running all over the internet, you know, like, you know, obsessively checking out news or bits of information or self-diagnosis. You know, if you have an issue, see your doctor. But, you know, people self-diagnose via the internet, which is a very powerful tool. It also can be a very negative tool for a person who's a neurotic or a catastrophist like myself, you know, in that sense. So, you know, I think it's really about, you know, getting in touch with your own body rhythms and just trying to be peaceful.
And Debbie, what would you say the most important thing that Americans need to know about sleep is?
I think the most important thing to know about sleep is that sleep repairs your body. Sleep is essential for the human body, and without it, you fall apart. So, you know, Sleep is essential. Children need it. We need it. You know, many of us, like myself, don't feel we need 8 hours and could never get it. I haven't slept 8 hours in years. But, you know, to get as much sleep as your body really requires is important.
You've been listening to a podcast with actress Debbie Mazar. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com.